98.3 is CIWB-FM at 98.3 FM, Vancouver. Available on mobile devices and online at wave98.3.fm.
603 on the coast. I'm Tara Jean, and here's what's making waves in Van City. So not this again. Oh, man. The BC Maritime Employers Association says it's received another 72-hour strike notice from the union representing foremen. We had trouble earlier in the summer, you might remember. Now, this could start to seize up the Port of Vancouver as soon as Monday, with the union threatening to ban overtime unless a new deal is reached before then. In health news, Canadian doctors are warning of a pretty unusual spike in walking pneumonia cases amongst children. I can actually attest to this. As soon as I saw the story this morning, I was like, yep, I know about that. Over the last month, there's been, I don't know how many kids on my son's hockey team, walking pneumonia. Two of them wound up in hospital. It's so tough to see them sick like that. And just if you're not familiar, walking pneumonia usually means a milder form of traditional pneumonia. But in this case, some of the symptoms are becoming much more serious. So watch for these symptoms in your children. Walking pneumonia includes a prolonged cough, fever, and just a real feeling of being run down. In sports, one more sleep till the Canucks are back on the ice. They're in San Jose this weekend, taking on the Sharks Saturday night. And finally, oh man, I hate to share this news, but, and it feels kind of like I remember this, these kinds of stories from when I was a young trick-or-treater, but this morning, after Halloween 2024, we've been hit with an unfortunate reminder to check our child's candy closely. In Cochrane, Ontario last night, police were called when a razor blade was found inside a mini chocolate bar. What the heck? What the heck? Who does that? Officials say we should be specifically checking trick-or-treat candy for signs of tampering or even the resealing of candy packages. Mornings with Tara Jean. That is so lame, hey? And checking on wave weather. This brand new day, brand new month, November the 1st. And for your Friday, it's going to be wet and windy with a high of 8. Right now at 555 West Georgia, slightly raining and 7.
Uncomfortable. when I'm wasted.
Wave 98.3 with Nikki Yanofsky's Missed You When You're Drunk. Aren't the lyrics to that kind of fun? I love it. I'm TJ. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe for your Friday. And there's a new study out this morning that is kind of pushing me to just shout out all my lady listeners who are going through it. Are you going through menopause? Gentlemen, just hang tight for a second. And this should impact even gentlemen too, because these results of this study kind of hit me hard this morning. One third of Canadian women say that their menopause symptoms are not only negatively impacting their work life and ability to get to work on a daily basis. Some even say that menopause has caused them to lose their jobs. I think that's just not good enough, honestly. And I want to say just for a moment that I don't think we're doing enough to really educate each other. So ladies, if the doctors and officials aren't doing it, maybe we can chat amongst ourselves. There's often the common side effects of menopause that we know about, hot flashes, mood changes, sleep issues, and we make fun of that, but there's more to it. So let's educate each other. And for now, I just have to say I'm only getting hot flashes so far, so more to come.
Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Fall festivities are here.
Gobble up the savings and clean up with Coit.
And save up to 35% now on carpet cleaning, upholstery, tile and grout and color seal, air duct cleaning, wood and area rug cleaning.
Save 25% on one service, 30% off the second service, and 35% off the third service.
Before the company arrives.
Call 1-800-4COIT. That's FORCOIT.
Or order online at coit.ca. Also serving Nanaimo.
song.
Just my imagination running wild.
Friends is cool. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe. Tara Jean in the morning. Wave 98.3.
Happy Friday. Lightly raining, 7 degrees on the coast. And, you know, I don't want to wrap up this week before making sure that you know about that epic interaction between two Wave faves last weekend, two of the world's biggest divas. It happened last weekend when Celine Dion, no big deal, attended Adele's Las Vegas residency with her sons. Of course, Adele's residency continues. It's called Weekends with Adele. And ahead of us enjoying Celine Dion's Because You Loved Me, I got it lined up for us next. Here's what it sounded like last weekend at Caesar's Palace, right when Adele noticed that Celine was in the crowd.
Oh my God!
So Adele's crying. She's holding herself up. This guy's freaking out.
Oh my God!
Now Celine's crying too. Oh, everybody's crying.
Oh my God!
Eventually, Adele had to ask her fans to keep singing the song that she was banging on about because she couldn't pull herself together, which is so Adele, isn't it? Her final leg of her Las Vegas residency, Weekends with Adele, continues through the end of this month. And then Adele says she's taken a break from music to do other creative things. Wishing her luck. Wave 98.3 with Celine Dion.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all the love I found in you, I'll be forever thankful, baby. You're the one who held me up, never let me fall. You're the one who saw me through it all. You were my strength.
Funkified. And how we feeling? I'm TJ. We made it to Friday, and please do take a cleansing breath and prepare yourself. We've got the old time change this weekend. That and more, making waves. Let's unpack. So yeah, we fall back an hour when we go to bed on Saturday night. And that means by Monday morning, especially for us early risers, that day is going to really smack us in the face. You know what I mean? So if you haven't already, get to sleep as early as you can tonight, Saturday and Sunday night. Just try your best. I will too. And that'll help us get ahead of that shift. In sports, Canucks are in San Jose this weekend. That game going down against the Sharks tomorrow night. And at Rogers Arena tonight, this may perk you up if you need a laugh. One of Canada's favorite comedians is in town. Russell Peters, Relax World Tour. That's tonight at Rogers. And yeah, you can have a laugh and have some fun. Also this morning, welcome to a brand new month. It's November the 1st. I'd love for you to sort of shift your hearts and attention to this year's upcoming Remembrance Day coming up on the 11th. This year, the Royal Canadian Legion 2024 Poppy Campaign gives you the chance to not only make cash donations for your poppies and the usual spots, you know, volunteers outside grocery stores and stuff. You can also tap, which is so easy. And if you want to do it digitally, they do that now too, because it's 2024, right? So Amazon has teamed up with the Royal Canadian Legion to give you the chance to order your poppy online no matter where you are in Canada, and 100% of the proceeds go to veterans support. Love to hear it. And wave weather. All right, we're getting mixed up with some showers and not high winds, but it's going to gust about 30K at the water today, so a wet and windy one. And today's high is in the single digits with just 8 degrees. Right now at 555 West Georgia, kind of cloudy, lightly raining, just ever so lightly, and 7 degrees. What do you say to some Al Jarreau? Yes, please and thank you. Use your manners. I'm handpicking smooth grooves for us through till 10 this morning. I hope you dig every single one. Oh, here he comes. Wave 98.3.
Walking by and I can see how you shine. Here I am alone with nothing but a dream that you are mine. Just exactly what I'll do, I don't know, baby. Take me what I gotta say.
Tara Jean in the morning, Wave 98.3.
WB's Groovin', and I'm your girl TJ. Might be raining a little and kind of damp on the coast, but inland this morning we're getting snow. Kind of started back on the weekend, especially with Whistler. They've been getting it. I will say periods of snow all week, and it's still in the forecast every day this weekend as well. And you know, I was up in Whistler a couple weekends ago, up there for the Whistler Writers Festival, which was just a really great intimate event with lots of BC writers and readers. I was moderating a panel with a bunch of thriller writers, which was just thrilling for me, honestly. But the takeaway for me, having not been up to Whistler in a while, or really even in October, that is a fine month to visit Whistler if you don't like the crowds. There was hardly anybody there. I will say, you know, the mountain's not open and neither are most of the stores, but at least you're in Whistler. The village was basically shut down, but I had a great time. Hey, and turning things around sort of into the interior way this morning, coming back to the snow, we're also seeing quite a bit of it overnight and through today on the Coquihalla Highway. Lots of trucks are chaining up, and if you're heading that way, you should have winter tires. 10 to 15 more centimeters of snow expected to fall on the Coke today and overnight.
Well, hello there. It's Phil Evans with Life Around Town in concert with Kwantlen Polytechnic University. The Ocean Film Festival World Tour is back for 2024. This year's festival highlights the beauty and power of the ocean, and it's Thursday, November 7th, Centennial Theatre, North Vancouver. You can get all the information at wave983.fm. British Columbia's largest model train expo rolls into the P&E Forum Saturday and Sunday. Vancouver Train Expo is for everyone, from hobbyists and modelers to kids and families. Tickets are available at the door. North Shore Craft Beer Week is back this November. 2 weeks of easygoing celebration, highlighting the incredible craft breweries that call the North Shore home. And remember, you should get your tickets in advance for the wrap-up party November 15th at the Pipe Shop. It usually sells out. Ticket info at wave983.fm. Life Around Town is in concert with Kwantlen Polytechnic University. You can visit them online at kpu.ca.
Obviously, we're at the beginning of something. I don't expect you to know where it's gonna go. But I believe we might be on to something.
Giving back is cool. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Hey, seems to go your way. Everyone knows love's pain. When your heart's left out in the rain, wondering when your dreams might ever see the light of day. If I told you then,
Chris Smith on the Wave, and I'm Tara Jean. If you're feeling like a good person this morning and you got some time on your hands, the city of Vancouver's inviting us all to take part in the annual neighborhood cleanup. And as you can imagine, they do place it very specifically on this day so that part of your cleanup can involve picking up, unfortunately, candy wrappers, bits of costume, maybe some feathers from a boa, all leftover litter from Halloween last night. Now, the big hot spot to kind of hook yourself up with all the equipment you'll need for cleanup in your neighborhood, wherever it might be, is going to be on the southeast corner of Tecumseh Park. That's at 751 East 45th Avenue. They're going to give you, and again, this is from the city of Vancouver, gloves, litter pickers, tongs, and garbage bags. You're also welcome to bring your own, and if you don't know where to clean up, they'll assign you somewhere. We're not running low on areas to clean up in our communities. Thanks again to the city of Vancouver for putting this together, the annual neighborhood cleanup program. 6:54 on the coast. Thank you so much for hanging out this morning. As usual, I'm rewarding your company with great tunes. Fair to say, I think a lot of us love Hall & Oates. I'll put my hand up. This is She's Gone on Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Everybody's high on consolation. Everybody's trying to tell me what is right for me. Yeah. I need a drink and a quick decision. Now it's up to me. She's gone. She's gone. Oh, I.
face.
She's gone.
She's gone. Oh, I
paid the devil to replace her.
She's gone.
And she's gone.
Oh,
what went wrong?
Get up in the morning, look in the mirror. There's a toothbrush hanging in the stand, yeah. My face ain't looking any younger.
Now I can see love taking her toll on me.
She's gone.
She's gone.
Oh, I
better learn how to face it.
She's gone.
She's gone.
She's gone.
Oh,
what went wrong?
Think I'll spend eternity in the city. Let the carbon and monoxide throw my thoughts away. Your pretty bodies help dissolve my memories.
They can never be what she was to me.
She's gone.
She's gone.
Oh, I
better learn how to face it.
She's gone.
She's gone.
Oh, I
pay the devil to replace her.
She's gone.
Oh, I